here. Is this working now? Oh, there we go. My goodness. Here I am in the land. I guess this is the microphone jungle right here. I've got microphone stands everywhere, and we have to go trial and error to see which one works. Well, hey, welcome to the show today. Happy Memorial Day weekend. This is one of those holidays that we take a moment, a quiet moment, to remember those that remind us that freedom isn't free. And there's been a number of people that have paid the ultimate price for us to be able to do whatever we want to do. It's pretty amazing. So if you have an opportunity, you know, don't forget your vets, and certainly enjoy the real purpose of what Memorial Day is about, and take a moment to pause and be thankful for everything that you have. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place that we live. So, number at the station. I don't know if you heard that in the lead-in, 541-388-1110. More than happy to have you call in. Love to have you call in if you have anything real estate related. I'm going to kind of get into a few different things today. It's some of the stuff is seemingly relatively stagnant. We're hearing an awful lot of stuff on the news right now, which, you know, quite honestly, and I don't mean to make light of it, but, you know, this debt ceiling, we're going to the country's going to default, and millions of people are going to be out of jobs and all that sort of thing. It seems like this is kind of one of those reoccurring programs. You know, they don't do anything to deal with the debt and bump the limit up more, so the problem gets worse and worse. But I don't necessarily think that, you know, we're at the end of the world here come the first of the week. So try not to pay that much attention to that. However, this week we did see a little bit of a bump up in mortgage interest rates. Mortgage interest rates right now are right around 6.5. They were at 6.25. And, you know, there's a number of different things. And I think that today I just kind of wanted to talk about a couple of different things so that once again, I always like to reinforce that really now more than ever is a good time to surround yourself with people that are knowledgeable and experienced. There's just so many moving parts, so many things coming from so many different angles that for you to really be able to make a good decision, you need to know what your options are. And the way that you know what your options are is to get together with somebody that can explain the different options to you so that you can then make a decision as to which one works best for you. Today in the bulletin was one about buy-down points, which is kind of an interesting one. And what we're going to see and continue to see is the lenders, the people that are trying to loan money, are going to try to do anything that they can to sort of offset what's been happening with the Fed. I think right now we're at number 7 or number 8 of the prime rate bumps, increases in prime rate, which just sort of ripples through the market. And it's rippling through a number of different things. So there's a lot of discussion about whether small banks are going to fail or all the big banks going to end up with all the business at the end of it. FHFA, which is a financing oversight that oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is making some decisions, some policy changes that are there. The good news is the two that were bouncing around here a month ago or so about, one was to charge fewer fees for those loans that would have a higher rate likelihood of default. That one, which was, they were going to lower the fees on homes with over 40% loan to value. And then there was also the one that we discussed on a couple of different occasions and decided to back away from that one as well, which was basically to penalize people that had either a fair amount of money down or high interest rates so that could offset those people that didn't have the money down and didn't have the good credit. So basically it would disincentivize building your credit, which, while talking about credit, apparently that too, it's really, really interesting in a lot of these things. And if it doesn't seem to make sense to you, there's a good reason it doesn't make sense, because they change the rules every other week. And so now apparently where we've had three companies in the past that have been doing all of our credit ratings, let me see if I can remember them all. Well, it really doesn't make that much difference. It's going to be reduced to two. And basically, some of the criteria is going to be modified to be more, this is one of those key words that we're hearing an awful lot of these days, more inclusive. And with that inclusive, basically what it means is that it's going to lower some of the standards. It's not outright going to lower the standards. What it means is that, well, where previous maybe you had a 575 credit score, your credit score will now be a 600 credit score. So, you know, some of the lending guidelines can still be the same, but there's going to be some softening and if you will, for lack of a better word, a little bit of manipulation to the credit process and how those credit scores are done. That'll probably be implemented, won't really be implemented full force until the first quarter of 2025. But at the end of the day, I mean, there's some good and there's some bad to this. I think with all of these things, we need to kind of, you know, have our hat on straight and realize, you know, that, you know, one benefit is also a disadvantage and one disadvantage is also a benefit. So when we say, well, hey, we're going to change the lending programs to make it more inclusive, but in so doing, it's also going to make the likelihood of default another key component of the housing process. But what that does is that allows more people to get into the market. And yes, one of the side, you know, disadvantages, if you will, is that some of those loans are going to default and they're going to come back onto the market and it's going to create that. But it's much better than being exclusionary and just not even allowing people that are on the margins there to be able to participate. So it's not like tube socks. It's not one size fits all. It's one of those things that we need to, you know, constantly be providing. There's such a need throughout our country. I mean, I got this stat this week, which was kind of interesting. That down in the city of Tucson, one of the brokers in that area said there's about 10,000 qualified buyers that would really like to purchase a home and be in it, but there's only about 1,000 properties for them to purchase. And that's pretty reflective of about the way it is everywhere in the country. Now, here in Oregon, we're even a little more stressed than that because of our land use. We've decided to build a lot more apartments and not really build houses for people. So there's not the opportunity for people to, through a typical housing start, be able to buy a piece of land with their house on it. But that's a whole different thing. So in Oregon, as I read you some of the statistics and some of the articles today and all that, where there's been some movement and all that, that's given that there are places where there's actually a fair amount of new construction, and some of that new construction actually falls into the affordable sector, so they're creating housing that's affordable. That seems to balance out the market, because you have to have, face it, there's way more people at the bottom end of the market. You know, for every 10 entry-level homes you sell, there's going to be one high-end home that you sell. So there's an awful lot of activity and an awful lot of people finding that stability in purchasing there. So basically, you know, really the way out of this thing is to build more houses. Also, there's another thing that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae is doing. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are doing is kind of doing some manipulation, if you will, of the title insurance program. And with that, basically what they would do is there would be certain loans that wouldn't require title insurance, which once again creates some opportunity for default. And of course, it's kind of unsettling when we start to see the federal government getting into the insurance business. But again, the only point that I'm trying to make with all of this is that as interest rates appear to stabilize in this 6 range, there will be more and more programs, incentives, and different things that will come available. And you just need to be really clear on the benefit of them and if they're beneficial to you and what your plan is. And we all sort of know that whatever our plan may be, there's a plan and an intent, but the way reality works sometimes is a little bit different. And so I guess we're already at that spot where we're going to take a little break. And then what I'll do is I'll come back and I'll just quickly go into these buy down points so that maybe you kind of can get a grasp on it. It's really not that difficult, but it's one of those things that you hear every now and again that, well, we're offering, you know, 6.25 with a point and a half. And, you know, you kind of scratch your head and go, what the heck's a point and a half? I don't know what that means. So we'll try to talk that through so that you have a little understanding on that. And we're going to kind of talk about some encroachment and boundary issues today, and maybe even get into the mule deer thing a little bit. If there's any real estate related things that you'd like to talk about, please don't hesitate to call in 541-388-1110. And then anytime during the week, you can visit my website, which is just simply ask fredjohnson.com. And if there's a topic, if there's any information or any articles that we've discussed on the program that you'd like to see or like a link to, be happy to send those to you. So we'll take a little break. I want to thank you so much for tuning in on this Memorial Day weekend to Ask Fred Johnson on FM News 100, 1110 KBND.